USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Collectively, America, the U.S., is spending $623 million more every day on gasoline than we did just a year ago.
That sobering statistic from Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. This as gas prices continue to set new records on a daily basis. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.67 a gallon. Illinois, California, Oregon, Nevada, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington all averaging over $5 a gallon. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling lawmakers back to work. Special legislative committees will dig into the details of last week's school shooting in Uvalde that left 19 students dead. There will be one committee in the Texas House and one in the Texas Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Americans keep quitting their jobs in large numbers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 4.4 million workers quit or changed their jobs in April. Meantime, there are 11.4 million job openings across the United States. That number comes ahead of the May jobs report that will be released by the federal government on Friday. Reports are in on the latest meteor shower from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
The Tau Hercules meteor shower put on a decent display overnight. The meteor shower peaked around 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with 10 to 15 meteors an hour spotted falling from the night sky. That was according to EarthSky.com. The next meteor shower visible to the United States will arrive October 8th and again October 21st.
A seven-member jury is resuming deliberations for a third day in the defamation lawsuit involving actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Hurricane season starts Wednesday. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says it's very important to prepare for this hurricane season.
Busy season ahead. That's why we have to be prepared. Look at the 14 to 21 named storms coming up. So another season that'll approach the limits of the names that we have.
He says that storms can rapidly intensify and people may only be able to give 2 days warning before large storms. He adds one of their concerns is carbon monoxide poisoning, which can be caused by using charcoal grills. Some Major League Baseball fans are calling into question where a team is donating money.
Detroit Tigers fans who buy tickets for Pride Night on Wednesday have the option of donating to organizations that support irreversible trans surgeries for kids. The donations can be earmarked for groups such as the Ruth Ellis Center and affiliates of the Trans Justice Funding Project. Pride Night is Wednesday, June 1st, when the Tigers take on the Minnesota Twins at Comerica Park. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NHL Western Conference Finals action is underway. The Avalanche taking game one of their best-of-seven series with the Oilers 8-6 in Denver Tuesday night. The Eastern Conference Finals are set to get underway Wednesday night. The New York Rangers are hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.